Good morning. I figured I'd give the bell ringers a moment to get to their seats before I started talking. Welcome, and how good it is to pause on our Lenten journey, to be together in a spirit of worship and praise, and to share this space and time with one another. A special welcome to everyone, but especially those who might be visiting with us, and in particular those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, welcome. We just invite you to fill out, if you would like, one of the cards on either end of your pew and also in the middle, just a little tan card asking for some very basic information, just so we can be in touch with you in the weeks ahead, so that you can learn more about us and we can learn more about you. On your way out this morning, you can take that card and place it in the basket to the right of the door in the back. You can also just leave it on your pew, and we'll make sure that we pick that up so that we can be in touch. And it is important that everyone knows, whether visitor or regular, that no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. I do have a few announcements, and some other people have some announcements to make this morning as well, but before they come up, I just want to remind you that many of us enjoy social or fellowship time after church, after the 10:15 service downstairs. It's a time of snacking and chatting and catching up. If you are interested in being one of the hosts that provides that time, please make sure that you sign up in the narthex or in the elevator lobby. As I say, many hands make light work, so the more of you that sign up, the less often people have to repeat that responsibility, but it is something that we all enjoy, so nice to share the responsibility with everyone. So if that's something that interests you, or you want to team up with someone else, or make it a family affair, please think about doing that and then sign up in the weeks ahead. We took a break from printing the Lenten insert just this week and next week. We figured you probably have enough copies of that by now, because I know you went home and put them on your fridge, like I told you to. But we just took a break from printing that, but there are some things coming up in the weeks ahead. We'll print it again closer to Palm Sunday so that you can be aware of what's happening in the midst of Holy Week. But for now, listen and pay attention to those reminders that are on your fridge. And that insert is also available on our website. And I'm going to invite first Andrew to come forward and to make his announcement.
Good morning, everyone. Quick announcement to let you know that this afternoon at 3:00, I'll be giving a recital at Longwood Gardens. And if you are looking to make some Sunday afternoon plans and you aren't already planning on going, I would love to have you there. It would be an honor. There is a bus going to and from St. John's that leaves here at noon and gets back at 7 p.m. There are four seats remaining on that bus. So if you would like to do that, talk to Deb Hendricks right after the service. And if not, if you would like to drive, you are certainly welcome to go to Longwood's website, longwoodgardens.org, one word, and purchase ticket there. So regardless of how you get there and if you're able to come, I would love to see you this afternoon at 3:00 at Longwood Gardens. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. And now I'm going to invite Mark Bruin forward.
Good morning, St. John's. I'm here to give you an update on the visioning and where we stand and the progress we've made since the last time we met. At the congregational meeting at the end of January, we gave you an update of the three major phases that we were going to be going through over the next time period. The first part of that is visioning, and then the church profile, writing the church profile, and then lastly, the search and call. At that meeting, we presented the overall timeline for the process, and the next 6 to 8 months from March on, we intend to be doing the visioning part, where we talk to all the congregation and we determine where we're going as a congregation for the future. The visioning team has already been meeting. We've been meeting through February, planning and working out the process that we're going to go through to meet with you all. One more thing about the overall timeline. Like I said, 6 to 8 months, and then there's a month or two for the church profile, and then we'll go into the searcher call. So we've got a lot of work to do over the next few months and through the summer into the early fall to identify where we are. So the three key questions that we're looking for in the visioning process are, who are we, who is our neighbor, and who is God calling us to be? And one of the main things, one of my main focuses is trying to look to the future of where St. John's wants to be down the road in another 5, 10, 15 years. The visioning team has met, and you may have seen when you walked in a graphic, a Celtic cross that shows the four quadrants of the visioning process that we're going to be pursuing right now. The Celtic cross is used to connect all of these things. They all connect and they overlap, but we're also going to look at them individually. So the four main quadrants are worship and faith formation, music, fellowship and care, and outreach. For worship and faith formation, for all of these quadrants, we're looking at questions that will help us think about where we want to be and what we want to do and what our strengths are now and what our opportunities are for the future. So for worship and faith formation, we've raised a few questions. What shape or shapes might worship take for a forward-looking congregation? How does worship help us connect our faith with everyday life? How might those in worship find new ways to contribute beyond singing or responding in liturgy? What does spiritual growth and development look like across generations? And are there new approaches to adult education, confirmation, and faith formation for children and youth to envision? The second quadrant is music. Music has a very strong legacy at St. John's, as you're all aware. But we're still going to ask those same sorts of questions. Some that we've raised is, could we expand beyond our walls within the community, area colleges, or other partners in the area? Could we create a farm system to mentor and grow talent toward various choirs and beyond St. John's? And how can we enhance and grow our music program within St. John's? The third quadrant is fellowship and care. Some of the questions we have posed for that is, how can we create new niches for groups to form to discover care, support, and experience joy? Could groups form that have common interests, biking, baking, cooking, etc., to worship, celebrate, and support one another? I know we have a lot of those groups already, and some of them may have been on a little liaison through the pandemic. They're starting to get back together, but we want to explore more opportunities there too. And another question we pose is, could seniors develop a ministry of caring connection where visitors were supported, equipped, and celebrated? And the last quadrant is outreach. Some of the questions we pose there, in addition to financial support, what would developing close relationships with external agencies and organizations look like? How can we develop relationships with local governments and community leaders to learn more about needs and opportunities for mission? How can mission trips help us grow spiritually and attract others who want to make a difference? And what role do we want to consider for issues like social justice? Now, these are not the only questions. You'll have questions, and we want to hear your questions, and we want to explore them as a congregation. We're going to have our first congregational visioning session after church on March 26th. That's 2 weeks from today. We'll be downstairs, and we're going to be discussing the music quadrant. It'll be about an hour in the assembly hall, and we're going to work through with whom all can make it and talk about what you see as the future for our music program. And then the other three quadrants will follow shortly after that, probably over the next 2 months. I know Easter is coming up in just a few weeks, but we're going to interleave it there, and in a couple of months, we'll get through these first set of visioning meetings. We also plan to meet with all of the groups, the staff, the council, various music groups, and all of the various groups that are within St. John's to get their ideas and direction for the future. Just the last thing, I wanted to thank you all for your attention and interest. If you have any questions, please reach out to me or Liz or other members of the visioning team, and I'm not going to try to say everyone's name because I know I would miss someone. But who is on the visioning team right now? Could you just stand up and wave so that people could see you? So this is just some of the people, and some obviously are not here right now, but thank you very much. And I will be downstairs afterwards if you have more questions, or feel free to come up to myself or Liz or any of the team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Lots of things happening today and in this season and in the days and months ahead. Things to look forward to, things to spark our interest and be excited about. But for now, we're going to set all that in another part of our brain so that we can join in taking a deep breath, something that I have grown to value quite a bit, and I hope you do as well. Take a deep breath. Breathe in God's Spirit that surrounds us and fills this space and fills each one of us. Exhale and feel your shoulders drop and become present in this time and in this place as we focus and lift our hearts and our minds and our voices to worship this morning.
When God's people were wandering in the wilderness, thirsty, fearful, and complaining, God told Moses to strike a rock, and water began to flow.
When Jesus met a woman by a well, he struck up a conversation, telling her about living water, the kind of water that quenches our parched spirits and quiets our fears and cynicism.
We've come to worship today to quench our thirsty spirits.
We've come to worship today seeking to have our hungry hearts filled.
We've come to worship today because we know God is with us when we are in desert places, places of despair, and places of emptiness.
We have come to worship today trusting that God will open our eyes, break open our hearts, and drench us with holy love.